Turkish football temporarily bans 102 players amid widening betting probe. Turkey's Football Federation has imposed temporary suspensions on 102 professional players as a betting investigation spreads through the sport. The Turkish Football Federation, TFF, announced on Thursday that 25 players from the Super League and 77 from the second tier TFF First League face bans ranging from 45 days to 1 year. The move follows earlier provisional suspensions affecting more than 1,000 players and broad allegations that extend beyond competitors to include match officials. Among the players suspended, Galatasaray defender Aaron Elmaly received a 45-day ban and was removed from the national team squad for World Cup qualifying matches just days earlier. Teammate Medihan Baltacı, a former Turkey under-21 center-back, has been handed a 9-month suspension after acknowledging past betting activity. Konyaspor winger Alisan Endow was given a 12-month ban. Elmaly has acknowledged placing a bet around 5 years ago on a match that did not involve his own club. Baltacı also admitted to betting in the past, but insisted his wagers never concerned fixtures in which he played. The federation has allowed the suspended players to continue training while barring them from matches during their penalties. The disciplinary action is part of a much wider probe that the TFF says has referred 1,024 players to its Professional Football Disciplinary Board. The investigation also reportedly involves more than 150 referees, including officials who are certified to oversee top-level games. The alleged activity contravenes FIFA's Code of Ethics, which prohibits betting on football and allows sanctions of up to 3 years suspension and fines up to 100,000 Swiss francs. Federation President Ibrahim Hashiosmanoglu framed the measures as part of a broader effort to restore integrity to Turkish football. "We took office 16 months ago with a promise to elevate Turkish football to the level it deserves," he said. "We will not compromise in our fight to protect Turkish football from scandal, decay, and corrupt relationships." Industry observers say the scandal threatens recent progress in the domestic game. Turkey is co-host for the 2032 UEFA European Championship with Italy. Its national team advanced to the Euro 2024 quarterfinals, and Istanbul has been chosen to host multiple European club competition finals. Beşiktaş's stadium is set to stage a Europa League final in May, underscoring the reputational stakes. Investigations, governance, and next steps. Regulators and clubs face urgent choices about how to proceed with investigations while preserving competitive integrity. This is not simply a matter of punishing individual players. It is a systems failure that requires independent forensic reviews of match operations, betting patterns, and referee appointments, said Dr. Selim Kaya, a sports law scholar at Istanbul University. "The federation must publish a clear timetable for investigations and allow external auditors to verify findings to rebuild public trust." Former referees and anti-corruption specialists who have been briefed on the probe caution that criminal investigations may follow if evidence shows match manipulation or organized betting rings. The TFF has already paused competitions at third and fourth tier levels for 2 weeks while allowing the Super League and second tier to continue. That selective suspension reflects both sporting and commercial pressures to limit disruption at the top levels. Clubs directly affected by player suspensions, most visibly Galatasaray and Konyaspor, now face short-term selection dilemmas ahead of league and European fixtures. Galatasaray will be without Elmaly for Champions League matches against Union Saint-Gilloise and Monaco, and a high-profile derby with Fenerbahce, highlighting the immediate competitive consequences of the disciplinary measures. Investigative details and wider impact. The TFF has not yet released TH, the full evidentiary basis for each suspension, and it remains unclear whether the probe will produce criminal referrals or lead to longer bans under FIFA rules. Independent oversight from UEFA or FIFA could be sought if the matter is judged to endanger the integrity of international competitions. For Turkish football, the priority now is to ensure transparency in the disciplinary process and to demonstrate decisive, proportionate action that deters future misconduct while safeguarding the sport's long-term recovery.